Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through Ecclesiastes. So here's a question I've got for you. You ready? Why in the world do the wicked prosper? You ever ask that question? Why does the cutthroat CEO stock go up? Why do businesses with unethical practices make money hand over fist? Why do the most liberal organization get the grants? Why does the church with a watered-down message grow? Those are questions we all ask, either out loud or maybe just in our hearts. There is within us this sense of justice, a right way things should happen. And then there's a disappointment or even disillusionment when things just aren't right, when they don't fit into our model of justice. Now, this is not a question, a new question, or even a proverbial elephant in the room question. Solomon deals with this conundrum throughout his inspired journal. He's being raw and he's being real. He tells us sometimes life just doesn't make sense. The believer suffers. The godless prospers. That is, for now. Here's what Solomon concludes. Ecclesiastes 8:12, though a sinner does evil 100 times and prolongs his life, yet I know that it will be well with those who fear God because they fear before him. You see, the sinner, the person far from God, engages in a life of evil. If God says up, they go down. If God says right, they turn left. If God says no, they say, I'll do what I want to do. And Solomon uses this phrase 100 times. Though the sinner does evil 100 times. He doesn't mean he's counting. It means the direction of the evil person's life is in opposition to God. He continually does evil. The person who has a personal relationship with God through Jesus lives with an understanding that God is a loving Father and He has made us for eternity. We're not always going to understand the way He works. Some things will not make sense no matter how hard we try to find the answer. But Solomon teaches us that this life is a vapor. It's a passing breeze. God loves us so much that He sent His Son to die for our sins and one day will escort us into the Father's presence. That's why Solomon can say, I know it will be well with those who fear God. Take some time to talk to God. Tell God about your confusions and your questions. Ask for His peace and confidence in the midst of your chaos. Ask God to give you an eternal perspective. Thank God for the confidence that this passage gives you. You can say, I know it will be well with me because I follow hard after God. You can keep praying. I'll wrap up here. Father, help us today to surrender to your eternal plan. In Jesus' name, amen.